Miami Dolphins safety Glenn Blackwood played in two Super Bowls with two different quarterbacks, but the same result. David Woodley picks the pigskin in Super Bowl 17, a 27-17 loss to the Redskins. And then the legendary Dan Marino was the field general for Super Bowl 19, a lopsided 38-16 defeat at the hands of the Frisco Niners. Hello, everybody. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome to the show today. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you help sponsor with those tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime for all the info you need to give and connect at WWIB.com. Glenn Blackwood is just shy of 64 years of age and the 10-year vet who played in six AFC title games with 29 career interceptions and 14 fumble recoveries is back with me today from his home in South Florida. All right, let's talk about those two Super Bowls. The close one, loss in the Rose Bowl to the Skins, and then the lopsided defeat to Montana and company out at Stanford Stadium. Take us back to those two.
Well, you know, against the Redskins, we knew that Riggins was their guy, and he certainly was that day, and he had a great game, was MVP of the game. But when you look back at it, we really felt like we played pretty good football. We were winning the game with 10 minutes left in the game. We were up 17-13. Throw somebody under the bus, but we basically went three and out, you know, seven out of nine series or something like that in the second half, which three and out, it means that our offense went out there and ran three plays and punted, and they really struggled, and I think anybody who looks at that game would realize our offense struggled against the Redskins, and did a pretty good job the first half, and then the second half it just kind of all fell apart, and we hung in there defensively, but eventually on the fourth and one play, which is the play they play over and over. And yeah, I keep thinking, Dick Enberg says, Riggins is gone unless Blackwood catches him. And I keep thinking, one of these days I'm going to catch him. But I never do. He runs in the end zone every time. But unfortunately, then that broke our back. And after that, it was pretty much, you can feel the air go out of the balloon in certain plays, and that one certainly did it for us. Against the 49ers, we really were playing in their backyard. We were playing out in Stanford Stadium, which is right there in San Francisco, and not that that was the reason they beat us. They had an extremely good football team. I felt like we weren't as well prepared defensively as we could have been. There just were some things that I felt we could have done better, and certainly we could have played better. But I don't even know whether different changes and stuff like that if it had made a difference, because they came out and they were hitting on all cylinders. And of course, you're playing against Joe Montana, arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and they had some very good receivers. They had two really good running backs in Wendell Tyler and Roger Craig, and they had an excellent defense. And their defense, their corners and defensive backs really did a number on Marino and the wide receivers. And but the bottom line was, it wasn't the second half in the 49ers game. It was the second quarter. They scored three touchdowns in the second quarter, and we went three and out. Bing, 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 and they went touchdown, and all of a sudden you're down 28-10, and it was like getting hit by George Foreman. I mean, we were stunned, and they did enough the second half to pad it a little bit, and that was all she wrote.
Well, like I said yesterday, we were talking about your brother Lyle. He also started both those Super Bowls alongside you. This was the introduction from the first one, 17.
We now direct your attention to the north end of the bowl for the player introductions. Here is Dick Enberg of NBC Sports.
Introducing the Miami defensive starting lineup, the AFC champion Dolphins. Strong safety for Miami from the University of Texas, number 47, Glenn Blackwood. And at free safety from TCU, number 42, Lyle Blackwood.
All right, there you are, the two of you introduced at the Rose Bowl for that Super Bowl 17. And you guys picked up the nickname the Bruise Brothers, Glenn. How did that happen?
Well, you know, back then, Saturday Night Live had Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi, and they would do the Blues Brothers. And so, you know, they just kind of somebody came up with a nickname. And so that's, you know, you don't dream that stuff up. People dream it up for you, and you just kind of say, oh, well, whatever. And anyway, they gave us that moniker and kind of gave our team the Killer Bees, which was also a skit on Saturday Night Live. And we had a lot of players that had Bees in their name, last name started with B, so they called us the Killer Bees. And it was fun. I mean, we kind of played it up. We dressed up like the Bruise Brothers going out to the Super Bowl in Pasadena just for kicks. And I got everybody eased up on the plane because they were all laughing. But it was a fun time. And it was a memorable time, but you know, unfortunately, the game didn't turn out so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure. All right, Glenn Blackwood of those 1980 Miami Dolphins Super Bowl teams, starting strong safety for Don Shula's clubs there. And let's get together again next time, talk more football with you. And we want to explore your faith, too, and how God's worked in your life and through your life, Glenn. So thanks for being here, and we will talk again very soon, all right?
Okay.